You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
John and Gordy in the morning. This is WMDX back again. They have not hauled us away to a FEMA camp or at least some, you know, toxic environment. We're still here. I'm surprised that we weren't met at the door. We could have been hauled away instantly. Well, never seen again.
Well, good morning to you too.
I'm just
just waiting for that to happen.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
Okay.
You don't think it's going to happen, do you?
Well, I hope it doesn't. We're
pretty cavalier on this program.
You want to rein it in a little bit?
I think we should tamp it down. I think we should
better watch our P's and Q's.
Limit what we're saying. We should definitely soften it. We don't want to give anybody an idea that they can go out there and start, you know, shooting people. We don't want to give that impression. You know, we don't want anybody getting on the top of a building someplace. enjoying the pool. They have rec centers up on the roofs of a lot of these buildings. but we don't want to stop you from doing that.
Okay. Happy Thursday to you. Second day of October.
Yes.
It's cool out there this morning, 54 degrees.
Are we going to make it till the end of October? Can we actually call this the United States after maybe, you know?
Well, I hope we make it through the
a few more weeks.
Yeah, because the end of October is our, it'll be our two-year anniversary here at Civic Media. October 30th.
The administration is taking aim at that. I know.
Okay.
I know what they're leading up to. John and Gordy have never had that opportunity before, and they're going to steal it away from us.
That's John Peterson talking there. I'm Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee is in the producer box. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good morning. What a crazy start, John. I was not expecting you to go all out like that.
No, I wasn't either.
Shooting from the hip again.
Yeah, shooting from the hip.
I'm doing good, though. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I'm doing all right.
Did you do any line dancing last night?
No. You're going to ask that every single day.
Yeah, he says he's giving it up.
I swear I am.
For a week.
Yeah, no one takes picture of me out in the wild, me doing it.
He can talk big while his girlfriend is out of town.
Yeah, sure.
But when she gets back, it's line dancing all over again.
Well, I'm nervous.
Okay. God.
A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. He'll be joining us. Fully Ludded Education Talk. And Jim Santel, attorney at law.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the legalities of whatever's going on today and yesterday in Trump world.
It's insane. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay. Some guy was in this country for like 20 years, here legally, by the way. And he's been held for a long period of time. Can't remember how many, 100 days, solitary confinement. Now they're going to ship him out. He's done nothing wrong. He's been here legally again. And they decided he runs a small news service, and he was reporting on immigration and the tactics being used. And they decided to silence him and hold him up and then now ship him out for no reason.
Where was he working?
I believe in Florida, but I didn't mention that because I'm not really sure.
Oh, okay.
So that's happening, and that is a horrific example of what's going on in this country. And the attempts to silence the media.
Mm.
Yeah.
If you want to check out our WMDX website, we've got our poll question up.
Yes, we do.
Do you know what our poll question is this week, John?
I was going to try and change it because I think it's time that we ask the question, you know, do you believe that it is right for the military to take practice lessons in our cities?
Practice drills and...
I haven't exactly formulated the question yet, but once we get that up, I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Well, the current question is, what's the most Madison thing to overhear at a coffee shop? So, hard-hitting question. Well, this one is,
what a change.
Is this kombucha locally sourced? Has 15%. My band is playing at the frequency. Oh, wait, that's also at 15%. I'm training for my fifth Ironman. That's at 38%, surprisingly. Mm-hmm. And do you take Venmo for the crystals? That's at 31%. So you can get in on that. Go to WMDXradio.com. By the way, you can also, it's not too late to donate to our walk to end Alzheimer's, which is happening this Sunday at Warner Park. So jump on our website, check it out there. You can make a donation, big or small. It doesn't matter. Just help us out. And you can actually join us on Sunday if you'd like. You can sign up right there and donate some money, too. It's all for a great cause to end Alzheimer's.
It is. I have a big complaint again.
What? Complaining
about
something?
I'm just stacking them up this morning. And you can blame Elon for this. This was a big innovation. Man is a genius.
What did he do?
Well, he wanted to hide the door handles on his cars.
What?
You know where I'm going with it. They're well hidden. Like this morning, I went out to my car. It's dark out there. I don't know why the light wasn't shining in the parking area, but it wasn't. And I'm like jabbing the door with my hand, trying to find the door handle, because you have to push one side of the door handle in order to the other side to spring out. Oh, God. I am not a big fan of these door handles at all.
You don't like the space car door handles?
They're awful. And, you know, they came up with this idea for Tesla. And they did it because it cuts down on the friction. As you drive.
Oh, sure.
It causes too much friction.
I'm sure that's a big factor.
It's a huge factor when we're driving to work.
Those door handles stick out a little bit. That really slows you down a lot.
I know. I keep thinking about that, you know. It really doesn't make any sense in the practical world at all. And in the practical world, you know, it's tough to push the damn door handle in. Sometimes you push it in, you don't realize the car is locked, and then you have to push it in on the other side, which detects the fob in your pocket, and then it allows the door handle to open. Yeah, you know, I'm just done with this. I'm done with this. And you know what? I am not the only one, and this is,
is
the
right
point of what I'm talking about here. Okay. China has these fantastic EVs. Mm. They have decided to abandon these ridiculous flush mount door handles that you have to push in and out. And they thought, you know, it's ridiculous to think how much, you know, surface area you're saving from friction. You know, they also can't comprehend what the point is. So they're getting rid of it. Yes, please. Oh, my God. You know, now, well, I've got the car now and there's nothing I can do.
I never realized door handles were that big of a deal for people.
They aren't.
And I remember when we went to the Brewers game, you drove me. I tried to open the door, and I couldn't figure it out. It took me like two attempts, and I gave up.
Yeah, and we went to a movie the other day.
Yeah.
My wife and my older son, one son didn't go. But so we get out of the car and we're walking to the theater, and then we notice that Cole is not there. He's the 26-year-old. we look back.
He left him in the car?
And we're standing there waiting for him and wondering what the hell, because he does this, he really does stuff like this, you know. What is he doing? You know, and we're standing there and standing there. and it's the child lock.
He couldn't get out.
The child lock was on. So. And I don't know how. I don't know where the child lock is. I didn't know it was on. and he couldn't get out of the car.
So, that's sad.
Yeah, that's weird.
So you went back and got him, or did you just leave him in there and go into the movie?
Yes, I actually thought, well, this is crazy. I went up there and I opened the door very easily, no problem, but he can't open the door.
Yeah, wow.
And he's angry. He's really, don't you know, it's locked. I said, no, I have no idea. I didn't even know where the child lock is, you know. So anyway, that's...
That space car has really got to... The space car. They've really worked out all the bugs on that thing, huh?
Well, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to charge the car at my house. In fact, it's never been able to charge at my house.
I thought you had the charger all set up, ready to go.
It's coming. Actually, on the 14th of this month.
Okay.
The electrician is going to install my at-home charger, where I'm saving a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's $2,000 to install the damn charger at the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a little pricey.
Yeah, and it was $600 for the device itself. So I'm saving money.
Hand over fist,
so I don't have to buy gasoline anymore.
That's great. Good. Well, thanks for the update.
Anytime.
How are the windshield wipers? Are they working okay?
No, they're working fine.
Okay, good. Everything else sensed
the rain.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
How do they do in snow? Do they sense the snow?
I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Okay. By the way,
it'll probably prevent the door handles from moving.
Maybe. Did you watch the Cubs game yesterday, or is your wife watching Cubs? Okay. Cubs and the Padres, they're all tied up at one game apiece in the wild card playoff there at Wrigley.
Jeez.
So the last game, this deciding game is this afternoon, later this afternoon.
Oh really? And this will decide who moves on?
Who moves on to take on the Brewers Saturday.
So what is a wild card round? What does that even mean?
Oh gosh, Dom, I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
Well, these are teams on the bubble.
Yes.
And they get to play each other, and then the one that wins moves on into the playoffs.
Yeah. And that's happening in the National League and in the American League.
I know that, and I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of baseball.
So today will be the deciding game between the Cubs and the Padres to take on the Brewers. Well, whoever wins today
takes on
the Brewers.
I got my fingers crossed the Cubs win.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be peace around my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, good. That's a little update on the Cubs and the Brewers.
That's what happens, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it'd be great if the Cubs win. Then it'll be the Cubs taking on the Brewers in Milwaukee on Saturday.
Unbelievable.
Starting with the playoffs there.
Imagine that.
Yeah. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Tim Slecker will be joining us in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And, of course, in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll fire up the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Mm-hmm. Got that happening today and tomorrow is the last day.
Yeah.
So,
In just a few moments, we're going to get this thing about health care, health care for illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance came out and kind of got into the details a little bit more about that.
Really?
There aren't a lot of illegal immigrants getting health care. In fact, none. But there are reasons why some who are legal immigrants are getting some health care, but that's a very, very small percentage, and they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's what they're basically doing. Just to get the small percentage, they want to throw it all out for everybody.
All right. We'll get started with that in just a moment. It is coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on this Thursday morning. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee. Coming right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's trending? What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
You can ask me
what's trending.
What's trending?
You can ask me what's trending.
Interesting.
WMDX 92.7. Ask us what's trending.
It's Thursday, October 2nd. We're making progress through October.
Slowly but surely, you know, technology marches on.
It's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 80s. Right now, 54 degrees. John, do you have your WMDX Samsung watch fired up yet?
I do.
Yes. Check out the sunrise time for us.
Yeah, sunrise 6:56.
Okay.
Just wait till it passes the 7 o'clock mark, right? And then we'll celebrate. Sunset is at 6:36.
Oh, okay.
Just in case, you know.
There you go. Write that down.
You want to start that evening party outside.
Okay. Good enough.
Set off the fireworks that you didn't set off during July 4th because you were depressed about the current administration.
People still set off fireworks. I mean, it's pretty much a year-round thing.
It is. You never know what they're going to do next. Yeah.
They find them and they, you know, they want to shoot them off.
Mark, texted it and he said, in the words of Alfred E. Newman,
yeah.
What, me worry? Trump is probably pissed over the stuff he said years ago. Maybe that's why he's acting like Donald I channeling George the III.
Yeah, Trump said years ago that any president that couldn't you know, avoid a shutdown, you know, that's on him.
Yeah.
That every president should be able to figure that out. That's coming back to haunt him.
It really is. You know, everything was so perfect. You know, if he were president, it would be perfect.
Sure.
But he's proving to be an absolute incompetent. He hasn't been able to end the wars. And he's found out that Putin doesn't agree with him on a lot of things.
Figured that out.
We kind of knew that, you know, as everyday citizens out here walking around the sidewalks of our great cities. We knew that for some reason, but he didn't know. Well, what can you do? All right. Let's get to J.D. Vance kind of clearing things up about their objection to giving health care to illegal immigrants. Now, they're not getting health care, okay? They're legal, and they get a small percentage of the health care benefits that Americans do, but it's a very, very small percentage. I want you to listen to the very first thing he mentions as an outrage. We shouldn't be giving these illegal immigrants. Well, you won't believe what he's about to say.
This is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens. And here's why it's not true. There are two Biden era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January.
My
program
hero.
Number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if an illegal alien is in a traffic accident, a serious one, they're badly injured.
They're bleeding.
They can't go to the emergency room and no one can treat them.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, it just strikes me as something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, right? I mean, there's something horribly insensitive about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're there for. That's the whole
point.
That's
why we have emergency rooms.
Yes. And it doesn't matter who's in need of the emergency room. You take care of them. That's the whole point. Now, if we're going to turn people away who are seriously ill or have been in an accident, that is just unconscionable.
Inhumane.
I can't even wrap my head around that at all.
I know.
I really can't. So that's his big complaint. Wrong. Let's check that one off. Let's continue with the cut.
The second of which is the Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers.
Medicaid.
In the One Big Beautiful Bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on. Mm-hmm. And in their initial proposal, the first thing that they put out to reopen the government, they actually turned that money for health care benefits for illegal aliens back on. So it's not something that we made up. It's not a talking point. It is in the text of the bill that they initially gave to us to reopen the government. It's preposterous for them to run away from it now. Mm-hmm. But look, let's set that all to the side.
No, we're not going to
open
set
up
it
the
aside.
Government. Let's negotiate on all
okay,
of these healthcare policies.
Let's
issues.
Just stop it. I just want to get to the point here. Undocumented immigrants. Currently, the law bars undocumented immigrants from receiving most healthcare benefits. Only notable exceptions can go to the emergency room for treatment. This is not healthcare coverage. But by the way, when they take care of these immigrants who are going to the emergency room, the hospitals are reimbursed by the federal government. But it is not part of an insurance package. They aren't insured. Mm. It's not a right that they have. They go there. The government reimburses the hospital. It's a reimbursement, not an insurance coverage.
We got a text here that says there must be an ER doctor out there listening who would say no way they would turn anyone away.
They don't. But they can't.
Yeah.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Right.
Right? So immigrants are lawfully present in this country, and they face a five-year waiting period for Medicaid and CHIP, which is gone now with the big bad bill. So there are just a little nuances about all of this. Of course, you notice that J.D. Vance did not talk about the supplemental tax credits that are given on the ACA, which is the main major point for tens of thousands of Americans who are going to lose their health care because they can't afford the monthly premium. That's the point. He didn't cover that.
Mm-hmm. There you have
it. And he did that purposely.
Yeah. It is 29 past the hour. When we come back, we will talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's all about education. Next on John and Gordy on WMDX.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
WMDX 92.7, that's the new nickname for Trump on the show.
The blob?
The blob, yes. He's got to start working out, you know. Pete Hegseth is on a roll here. He wants everybody to be fit and trim and no beards, the whole shoot match. Macho men, that's what he wants. And Trump is, you know, the commander-in-chief. He's
what
got a son
the presidential fitness thing? You know, remember the,
Kennedy years?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm fit today, thanks to John F. Kennedy.
There you go.
All right.
It is 6:35. And it's a cool start this morning, 54 degrees, highs in the low 80s. Time for us to welcome in Dr. Tim Slecker, as we do every Thursday morning. Tim, good to have you with us.
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah, I just completed my 25 sets of 25 push-ups.
So, did you?
I'm
a little winded.
Ready to go here.
I was going to say, you look pumped this morning.
Yeah, I forgot to shave my beard, though. But, I've been thinking really hard about making sure that I have the right mental attitude that, now that we have a Department of War, that means
Well, you have to be very manly in the Department of War. It's one of the requirements.
You know, none of this,
men wearing dresses. But, I think that's what Pete was talking about.
No beards.
None of that fuzzy stuff.
No.
You know.
Hey, looking back here, I just a note here. The presidential physical fitness test was actually started by Dwight Eisenhower.
Yeah.
1956, and then discontinued by Barack Obama in 2012.
Yeah,
and then
actually,
reinstated by Trump in 2017.
Trump. Yes,
he brought it back.
Come on, you can tell by looking at him. He brought it back.
I know.
Okay,
you know, when you consider golf a physical fitness thing, you got problems, man. Look what it does to you. This guy, this blob moving around the grassy greens of his golf course. Yikes. Okay, well, hey, let's get to some educational stuff here. And and I think this is a case in point. This is the best example we have of conservative education. And that's and it's in Florida. Where else would it be? We're talking about the new college that was taken over. It's a liberal arts college that was taken over by DeSantis. And it's not going well. So fill us in. This is a great story. You brought this to our attention here.
Yeah, well, you know, this has been going on for a while, and I was saying before that, you know, remember Christopher Rufo? You know, this was the guy. He's gone silent. I don't know. I guess maybe he's plotting his next takeover of something. But he really led the charge on this because he had been putting out and saying, like, hey, look, these colleges, again, you know, really indoctrinating students. You know, there's woke policies, there's no education happening.
He came out against CRT. He was a big
He started
that whole thing that doesn't even exist in K-12. He went on to the new school.
So just to set this up, New College is part of Florida's public higher education system, like states have. So like the University of Wisconsin system, schools, those are public higher education institutions. And what does that mean? Well, tax money goes to fund those schools. And so they targeted New College because New College had its own kind of an identity. It was a liberal arts college. And so, you know, it was a special school where students who went there really had a sense of, you know, more of studying the humanities, the arts, more of a trendy or progressive type of school. And they targeted that school as an identity, you know, the school of, you know, incredible identity of woke indoctrination was occurring there in so many ways. And so Rufo, using DeSantis, they actually did a full takeover of the college, got rid of most of the administrators there and installed their own administrators, because this was going to be the shining example of what a conservative bastion of intellectual freedom was going to look like. And, prior to the takeover, Florida spends about, because remember, taxpayers help fund public higher education, about $10,000 a student. Well, now that we're a year in, New College, the state, the taxpayers of Florida are now funding $140,000 a student.
Wow. Wait, it was $10,000 per student a year, and now it's 130. Wow. How much?
134,000
per student. I think that's an increase.
That's seems like in my book. Yeah, inflation or what?
With that money, the graduation rate is declining.
What?
which is interesting. So, conservatives have always been very much on the, you can't fund away problems.
That's right.
Geez, these kids are failing. They're not graduating. And all you Democrats want is more money to fix the problem. Well, $134,000 a student, and the graduation rate is declining. And maybe on top of that, more and more students are not choosing to go to the new college. So enrollment is down. I don't know. What you consider a success?
Well,
I wouldn't.
No, it maybe seems it's just like me. Seems like they got some big problems academically.
Well, I mean, you know, they're not teaching wokeness anymore.
No.
Well, I'm sure that the legislature in Florida is a little angry. I mean, spending big bucks on this. This is not a good thing for them. Especially, you know, at that cost, $134,000 per student. Holy, geez.
And set that straight too. What that's not the tuition that students are being asked to pay to go there.
Right.
This is the funding support from the state of Florida, taxpayer money,
yeah,
to support the students. And so the idea that amount of money is being put forth, and really what's happening is saying, like, we need this money to kind of keep the support of the college so that it keeps going. Now, if you read this is the potential. We're talking about an article that was in Inside Higher Education. I'm kind of looking at this and going, oh, and so the solution now is to take the college and make it private. Was that the plan all along?
Yeah.
Was, you know, again, to do away with public higher education, you know, did we create a disaster so that we could now say, look, we're telling you, public higher education doesn't work. It needs to become private.
Yeah. I'm reading here. It says 20% of the ranking criteria, according to them, is broadly suffering from a negative reputation among their peers,
yeah,
whose leaders take issue with the conservative agenda DeSantis has imposed on colleges and universities. It says here, this guy has changed the ideology of higher education to say, we're teaching how to think, not what to think. And we're being peer reviewed by people who think that's absolutely horrendous. No, not us. Wow.
Here's an example. And going, so, you know, I put this out to anybody. Is this what you would like to see public higher education becoming, with the government that entangled into the identities, the politics, the curriculum, because this is what you get. Yeah. And so higher education is supposed to be in this form of what we say, you know, independent academic freedom. Because the pursuit, the teaching, the whole idea of becoming educated is supposed to be free from government intrusion.
Right.
Last I checked, that was a very strong conservative principle. the freedom from government intrusion.
Yes. And it saves money, you know, without government requirements and things like that. Well, that didn't work out either. And then, of course, you know, they're accusing DeSantis of making this his own project, and he's term limited. So once he's gone, this is in the lap of the legislature at that point, paying these huge, huge tuitions. Well, not tuitions,
yeah,
but costs per student, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, talking with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, and we want to move on to another topic that you wanted to mention here, Tim.
No, I'm having fun talking about this failure by Ron DeSantis.
Well, they're calling that a Ponzi scheme almost. I mean, they're likening it to that now.
Are they?
Yes.
All right.
Hang on. Let me go back here.
They're saying
students keep leaving, so they have to recruit bigger and bigger cohorts of students, and then they say the biggest class ever because they had to backfill all the students who have left. So, yeah, that strategy is not really working.
No, it's not working.
Well, and they're spending a lot of money recruiting. The other thing what they really did was, you know, again, this was a private, or not private, but a liberal arts college, you know, mm-hmm, it's got a trendy type of focus. And one of the other things they did is, you know, let's bring in, you know, a lot of men's athletics change the flavor of the college. Well, that costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily attract a lot of students because it's kind of like, you want to come play football at New College?
Why? Yeah, but the thing is, they could have just started their own college. You know, they didn't have to take over a college, right? Take an existing one.
Well, remember what this was early on too was that they were trying to say is that this was going to be the Hillsdale of the South.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You know, this was going to be the Hillsdale College of the South, and You know, I said maybe though that is the intentions to take it private and then make it truly, you know, the Hillsdale of the South, whatever that means. It's, you know, it's a mess. It's, to me, it really is. It's this is,
yeah,
truly, I believe government intrusion in higher education should be, and going back to a very conservative principle, we should actually all be saying that actually was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
To try to keep government intrusion out of mm-hmm. the process of what it means to be educating the public.
And you know, they're not giving up on meddling with private colleges either. I believe that Trump is now requiring a lot of these private colleges to sign an agreement in order to get federal funding at this point. They just sent this out. It's a new executive order.
Well, actually, there's the other story. And if you guys are following that, you know, we've been talking about Harvard, right? You know, yeah. Harvard has been and so it looks like for Harvard potentially to get the money that they're saying, there is a deal brewing with another $500 million payout. I know we're coming to commercial.
Yeah.
For what? Well, maybe that's something else we should be talking about.
We should be.
And we will continue that conversation with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. It's John and Gordy after this. La, 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 la. Gonna plan all the things that we're gonna do. La, 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 la. Trade a books in for cooking and I quit my looking. When our days at the school are through. Oh, Bobby, oh,
you're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're there, WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX, then text us or voice note us or even give us a call. We have Dr. Tim Slecker here from Busted Pencils, our guest each and every Thursday morning. And we're talking funding, money, 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 and it talks.
Woo.
Yeah. So what is going on with Harvard and their funding?
Well, so Harvard, to get their funding given back to them, that, you know, all of the federal funding and grants like that, Trump is getting, you know, he's the deal maker, and looks like they're very close to a deal with a $500 million Harvard will create trade schools.
Wow. And,
yes,
trade schools.
Yes, and actually, so what to, you know, according to the president, and these are his quotes. He's like, I guess we reached a deal with Harvard today, so we'll see. What you have to do is paper it, right, Linda? End quote is what Trump said to Linda McMahon.
Paper.
Paper.
Yeah, well, yes, you got to paper it and. You know, because they are, again, quote, close to finalizing it.
All right.
And it is what they would say. The president is describing it as a series of trade schools that would be run by Harvard.
Wow. So you'd have a Harvard education being a welder.
Or
a carpenter.
Yeah.
He said... they'll be teaching people how to do AI and lots of other things, engines, lots of things.
So AI.
Wow. I'm glad they have a plan.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
That's pretty broad.
there's so much. So, you know, Harvard it's so I'm a Harvard educated welder.
Or carpenter. Yeah. You know, you were talking off the air about being a Harvard educated carpenter.
Yeah, you know, just thinking about what this is going to do on the construction site of, you know, so, you know, the tradespeople are going to be showing up in their Harvard sweatshirts, you know, kind of creating a Yeah. You know, there's
certainly
gonna,
a click.
All this clicking that's going to now be happening, you know, it's like, there go the Harvard guys. You know.
And you'd be asking the wood, you know, what do you prefer to be, a door jam?
You know,
or...
Well, you can tell right there that crown molding was done by a Harvard carpenter.
Right.
Oh no.
You know, and then with that, you know, so the cost of construction, you know, we have 30% of our tradespeople are Harvard educated.
Wait a minute, that'll go through the roof. Wow.
Not a good idea. I don't know what but here it is, you know, this kind of, you know, Trump saying like, look, I want you guys to give me $500 million and we'll set up trade schools. And if you do what I'm telling you, we'll give you your money back. So again, you know, what is this idea of leveraging a deal?
That is outrageous.
But I mean, you know, we should put out some feelers to see if we can get the Secretary of Education on to see how the papering is going.
That's a great term. I never thought about that.
Is there like a wallpapering event that is going to mark the conclusion or the finality of this deal? You know, maybe it's a wallpapering of the West Wing.
Yes.
Maybe by, you know, in fact, the Interior Design Trade School put together by Harvard, we can bring in the Harvard educated interior design students to paper something.
Well, and they've got all that gold now in the Oval Office, and now they get the Harvard designers in there.
That's right.
They can upgrade the
gold, gold leaf on the paperwork.
Gold, gold leaf wallpaper.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
I gotta wonder now, too, that, you know, parents right there are thinking, you know, boy, my kid was going to go to the government trade school, but, you know, how do you think of the industry now of preparing tradespeople, students to get accepted into the Harvard trade schools, you know, the entrance exams and things that are there, you know, boy, what an opportunity for some people to really say, you know, if you want to get into the Harvard School of Carpentry, you need to come and do pre-Harvard work with us. Because we can get you ready for their high admissions standards.
So a carpenter with like 20 years experience would go on to get a degree at Harvard and be a better carpenter after they leave. I mean, just a thought is just incredible.
Yeah. On it goes. Well,
the trade I would love to hear from, you know, the trades people running, you know, lots of different trade schools. In fact, you know, I know here in Pennsylvania, you know, the union actually for carpenters has an incredible program of education for that trade. And I just ask them and go like, are you guys threatened now by the Harvard School of Carpentry?
We got to leave it there.
Well, find out for us.
We'll talk about it next
time. Love to hear more of this.
That's Dr. Tim Slecker, fully leaded education talk on Busted Pencils. Check it out on the Civic Media website. Thank you, Tim. Talk to you next Thursday.
Great stuff. Thanks,
guys.
Coming up after the news, we'll break out the next word, the key word in our Go for the Gold, Green and Gold multi-state contest. Stay with us.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.